fuck is the phone?
Hello? Hello? Hey, tell me why I'm in here. Look at me. No.
So, P1, we have another one of our movies where you were able to see this and I wasn't. But this is interesting because you and I have been talking about this because this is a remake of the 2003 Old Boy. So please, enlighten me how our good old Negro Spike Lee has done remaking this.
I just pulled it up on IMDb. The first picture you see for the movie is fucking picture of Spike Lee in New York. I'm like, what the fuck that got to do with the movie? I want to say this. Maybe me and you have been the only one that's been defending this remake as far as saying, I think for like the past 2 months, I'm actually curious to see what they do with this movie because I like the original Old Boy. Matter of fact, I even like the, because it's based off a Japanese manga, I even like that more or whatever. But I like the original Old Boy, but I thought it got a little cartoonish sometimes in there or whatever. I was like, hey, I mean, it, not to say it needs to be toned back, but I was like, it's kind of all over the place right now. And I don't know, because especially since they ain't speaking the language I don't understand. It's kind of muddled in some time between whatever. It sounds like they're throwing a lot of shit at the screen just to get some shock value on some people. So we was me and you was defending this movie. We was just like,
it could be good.
The trailer.
It could be good. Yeah. It's got good acting in it. It's got good actors.
Exactly. Yeah, it's got great actors in here or whatever. I mean, I actually after seeing this, I wouldn't mind seeing Josh Brolin as Batman, to be honest with her. I don't know if it brought the Bruce Wayne part, but maybe Batman, but So yeah, Old Boy, obviously, it's funny because the plot of this movie is kind of a spoiler in its own self.
This is where we get in the muddled territory. Okay, people, allow me to give a disclaimer because you know that this is movie spoilers, but we really do have to clarify on this specific movie, when we spoil it, we are really spoiling the message of the movie as well. So,
because yeah, I was thinking about that after I saw it, I was just like, you know what? I never thought about that. But if you was to explain the plot to somebody in this movie, you'd be like, oh, thanks for spoiling it for me, you know?
Exactly. So, if you do want to see the movie and you want to see the imagery, I actually suggest you don't listen to this. Because
the series, even the original and this one, is not. I mean, the story at the end obviously will probably shake you up, whatever, but I think it's more of the imagery of what sells this movie.
Right. So, I mean, if you really do care about the story and you want to go into this cold turkey, turn it off now and come listen to this after you see it. So, now that we got that warning out of the way, because I feel like that actually is very important with this movie, please continue.
Damn, this got a 4.32 as well on IMDb. How the fuck did Homefront get a higher rating? All right, whatever. All right, Josh Brolin playing the main character here. By the way, Josh Brolin, man, that guy's he's actually getting up there as one of my favorite actors. Or whatever. I mean, every time
he's fantastic. He's absolutely fantastic.
He plays a great character actor. I gotta get him that or whatever. You got Samuel Jackson. Charlton Copley's in here, which I didn't know that.
Yeah, I saw he's the bad guy.
Yeah, well, sort of. I'm going to get into that later. Elizabeth Olsen, that's pretty much the main characters here. Obviously, Josh Brolin, he's a drunk character in here. His character's name is Joe Ducat, I guess, or whatever.
Duchel. Joe Duchel or something like that.
I remember them saying Cot or something like that. I'm trying to go with this. Just call him Joe. He was an alcoholic. I mean, there was an opening scene here, whatever. His boss is on. You got to close this deal, man. They're going to be on our ass. We're going to close this deal. And just when he closes the deal, the dude walks away. He has this fine-ass, black, beautiful woman there with him. And he just looks at her and tells her, all right, cut the bullshit. When you want to fuck now? I was like, what the fuck? Dude, wait a minute. That sounds like something I would say, so never mind.
Oh, so relation. Okay.
Well, it was funny because I was like, man, he's got this deal in the bag. Where out of nowhere, he pulls his seat closer to her, and he was just like, you can cut the bullshit. Whenever you want to get a hotel and leave this douchebag, he doesn't have to know, whatever. We can go fuck or whatever. You just let me know. She looks at him and was like, what did you say? He was like, I know why you're trying to be nice at the dinner to me or whatever. She was like, you thought I was being nice so I could fuck you?
So do they?
I was waiting for her to say, you white motherfucker, you. Yes, I want to fuck you.
Oh.
So, he gets wasted as shit, whatever. I mean, he's having ex-wife problems, whatever, because he's missing his daughter's birthday parties. She's calling him, whatever. And for like at least 5 minutes. He gets wasted and just wanders the street and shit like that, whatever. And next you know, he talks to this chick with a yellow umbrella with some marks on it. Obviously, like the crosses you do in a jail cell and shit like that, whatever. Use that, whatever. And next you know, he wakes up in this, I guess it's a apartment complex. I don't know what this is, where, because the way they showed it on camera or whatever, there was multiple rooms and multiple people in them. So, I mean, the
seems like a torture off. Brothel.
You know what? Yeah, I think the Jigsaw the puppet was there too. You know what? I probably would have made this movie even better if that if he would just turn the chair around and been like, I found you. And he would turn it. Yeah, so do you want to play a game?
And then everyone's like, it's a Saw reboot. They fucked us.
That'd be a great trailer then for you. You know, old boy, turn around.
I would have been sitting there if that happens. Like, I want to play a game. It's like, those crafty bastards at Lionsgate.
He would have told you, the game's not over, Josh. He just gets on his knees and screams, no! So, alright, so he gets held for 20 years or whatever. And one, the bad guy, obviously, here lets him free. So, I guess that's part of the mystery of, like, oh, why did he let him free or whatever. And then Josh Brolin goes on his hunt to find out who did this for him. That's pretty much the plot there.
Yeah, so, first question. From being okay, someone who is...
I knew you had a lot of questions.
Yes. Let's go through this review a different way. Let's go through questions for the people who have seen the original, and then that'll let you talk about the new one as well. So, the 20 years. In the original film, that's pretty harrowing, because you watch him as his he mentally just collapses.
Oh, yeah.
So, how does that translate this time around?
I don't think his mental collapsing was as bad as in the original as it was in this one. I mean, at first you see it, but it slowly fades away, and pretty much it's just, I mean, even though the original is revenge too, it seemed like his mental illness went away with, it got clouded with revenge. So it's not as much there as it was in the original.
So it's more focused on revenge than kind of the whole picture.
Yeah, I mean, you see...
Shit.
Yeah, you see the mental shit in the room he's held in, and that scene's actually, it's longer than the original.
Oh, really?
And they show a lot more mental shit in there.
Okay, cool.
Yeah, so, I mean, 20, here's my first complaint, though. 20 years, Josh Brolin looking like he could be passing for 40, 45, maybe. I don't know, he's 39, I'll give him the youngest as 39 to 40 or whatever. 20 years passed by, he ain't age a goddamn bit.
Someone like, probably should have stepped in and done something about that.
Yeah, I was like, maybe they could have did some makeup, shaved him bald, or I don't know, had some bald spots. I don't know. Maybe they could have did something, whatever, because it looked like goddamn a month passed or something.
All right. I mean, so,
in the room, you could tell he's getting older because he's got the beard, he's got the long hair and shit like that, whatever. But I was just like, oh, shit, Lehu and me can grow fucking facial hair in a week. I mean, so...
Me in facial, a day.
Yeah, facial hair isn't shit. I mean, come on, if you want to try to look somebody look old or whatever, you just put some long hippie hair on them. It's just like, you know, I
can grow that shit. How was it a days when makeup would actually be able to do that, where you actually had to put wrinkles on that shit?
Which is funny because... I want to say Josh Brolin's put on makeup like to make himself look younger and older before in W and in Men in Black 3.
Oh, yeah, he did.
Yeah, so I'm shocked that they didn't even at least try to make him look younger at the beginning or whatever, if they were going to go for this.
That doesn't make much sense, but... Oh, well, we're going to go past that. Fuck that.
Maybe it's the budget. I don't know.
Yeah, so... as we go... You know, you and I know the mystery reveals itself throughout... And I guess my real question, I guess the biggest question that I've had with this is that did they really change anything about the ending at all, or is it the same?
You know what? I'm kind of like 50-50 on this movie. Well, I ain't even 50-50, to be honest, because I have some small little problems here and there, whatever, and that's not to compare it to the original, neither. That's just problems like the makeup. Obviously, that's something that's like, come on, 20 years passed. It's like it starts in 94 and it ends and wakes up in 2014. Ain't a goddamn thing changed except Josh Brolin's got an iPhone 5S on him.
Okay, fair enough. So what other little problems do you have?
I guess Samuel Jackson. I guess his design, the way he was or whatever, it looked like he was back. It looked like he was in Sin City or something like that. Everybody else looks normal, and he looks like he's playing it over the top.
Okay. I can see how that'd be a little jarring.
I could even say Charlton Copley. This probably has to be, for me, my least favorite performance of him.
But I heard he was the best part of this.
Which I was shocked by, but that whatever. Now, I will say this is his least best performance in it because usually in his movies, whatever, he keeps it going all the way through the film. The beginning of him or whatever being this so-called villain, he's almost like a British. He's almost like goddamn a mix between Carlton and goddamn, who's a fucking? Oh, okay, Family Guy reference here. That British dude with the long bottom teeth.
Oh, from that one episode. Okay, yeah, I know what you're talking about.
The guy with the horse teeth and shit like that. He's almost a cross between that, where he's just playing up. I mean, it almost felt like him and Samuel Jackson wasn't living in the city that they were living in.
Okay.
But Charlton Copley gets much better at the end of it because he does appear in the ending shot or whatever, which I have to say, I thought the ending shot of this was actually better than the original.
Okay, and you want to explain to people what that is real quick?
Okay, so yeah, everybody knows. So Elizabeth Olsen is replacing the role of, I forgot the actress that played it in the original, actually. And people, you do get to see her naked.
Woohoo!
You get so many boob shots of her when her and Josh Brolin are fucking.
Now I really gotta see this.
You see vagina. You see shaved. And I had to look it back up because I was like, that's not Elizabeth Olsen. I can't be. I said, finally one of these Olsens got naked, and it was the one I wanted.
Exactly. It's like you look at the screen, and you look at a person, right? It's like, see, if the other two just put some meat on their bones.
Josh Whedon was jerking off to this and saying, you goddamn right, she's my Starlet Witch. Because when that scene happened or whatever, I was just like, because everybody knows, which I'm assuming everybody knows whatever it is about this room. Josh Brolin ends up meeting this chick or whatever that wants to help. You know what? That's another weak thing I had about this movie as well, whatever. Maybe it was, I haven't seen the original in a year now, so maybe it was weak in this one too, but Elizabeth Olsen's character kind of comes out of nowhere.
Yeah, that is pretty weak in the old one too. It's just like, okay. he goes to a sushi restaurant and it's like, oh, hello. And it's like, okay.
Yeah, Josh Brolin was chasing down this chick that had the yellow umbrella that he met when the 20 years before when he got kidnapped or whatever, and then it ends up in this, I guess, like, mental patient's hand, and is standing in a line. It's like an outside clinic or something like that. And Elizabeth Olsen's character, she works for the clinic or whatever, I guess as a volunteer with this doctor or whatever, and she just sees Josh Brolin, and then she's like, hey, you need help, though? What's going on? Here's my number and stuff. Give me a call or whatever. And I was just like, what? Why is she so invested?
Right? Well, I mean, like, here's the thing. That all comes to fruition at the end. At least it did in the original, but...
Yeah, and this one, you know how they Charlton Copley summed it up by just saying, "We found this girl, and we her adopted parents, they made her caring and lovable." And I was just like, "That still sounds weak." I'm sorry.
Yeah, because she's so. Here's how it is in the well. Actually, I'll let you explain the twist.
So basically, the twist here is the villain here, and even in the original, and Charlton Copley, their character here, they pretty much set up this 20-year mastermind plan. To where Josh Brolin's character, Joe, would pretty much fuck his daughter.
Yeah. So, let's put this into perspective, people. Josh Brolin's daughter is Elizabeth Olsen. And as mm-hmm. P1 has explained, quite elegantly, you see lots of sex between them.
In this one, you only see one. It was one sex
scene. Oh!
Yeah, I mean, because, you know, I think in the original... I will say this about I think in the original, it was more explicit, and you can tell that they were kind of falling for each other for some time. And here, you kind of see Josh Brolin kind of want to keep himself separate from her because he didn't want to get her caught in any in trouble that's going to happen or whatever. But I don't want to say out of nowhere. There's a scene where they go to a hotel when they're about to go pretty much crack this case or whatever, and that's when he stopped her when she's changing his bandages or whatever, and then they have sex or whatever. But it never really got to a point where I felt like, oh, he really loves her or something like that, like it did in the original.
Yeah, this one, it's like, from what you're telling me, it's just like, oh, it's a quick fuck.
Yeah, so I think that the ending, if they would have kept what the original did, I would have been like, okay, now that's a little ridiculous. He wouldn't have done that. I mean, having sex with your daughter, I mean, but that's a little extreme to go with, because he wasn't. But in the original, you could tell he was kind of falling in love with her, so with the extreme he went or whatever, it's kind of like, oh, okay. But in this one, instead of like, because in the original, he cuts his tongue out and shit like that. Has his tongue cut out.
Yeah.
And in this one, what he does is he pays Samuel L. Jackson, because Samuel L. Jackson was the one holding him in the cellar. He pays him in diamonds, $20 million in diamonds, to lock him back up in that cell.
Wait, Josh Brolin or Charlotte Copley?
Samuel Jackson.
No,
he
wait.
He pays Samuel Jackson to lock him back up in that.
Who pays Samuel Jackson to lock who back up?
Josh Brolin.
Josh Brolin pays Samuel Jackson to lock Charlotte Copley back up.
No, lock Josh Brolin back up.
Oh, so he just kind of commits himself?
Yeah, in a way. I mean, he pretty much writes Elizabeth Olsen's character. He writes her a letter, pretty much tells her, hey, just take these diamonds that I got, because Charlotte Copley offered him four things. He was like, I'll confess that I killed your wife and all this whatever. I'll pay you in $100 million in diamonds or whatever. I'll give you all these letters or whatever, and I'll put a bullet in my head to make it satisfying for you, whatever. Which he kept this end of the deal and all that. He did all that, whatever. And he gives pretty much Elizabeth Olsen's character. He gives her some diamonds, or whatever. Tell her to go away, get about him, find somebody to love you and everything, or whatever. I'm sure you'll find someone to take care of yourself and stuff like that. And he pays Samuel Jackson character $20 million to lock him back up in that cell, or whatever.
That's a fucking weak ending.
Actually, it looks better when it's delivered or whatever. Because, you know, it looks better or whatever. I thought it was pretty better than the original or whatever.
Really?
As far as, yeah, the way it was delivered, how they did it, whatever, I actually enjoyed it more. And that was when Charlton Copley actually got a little better in his acting on this one.
Okay.
Because the way he delivered how he did it or whatever.
I was, all right, I can see that. Yeah, it's just not
a visual thing.
To me, that just kind of, undercuts the revenge aspect, though, because it's like, you know, yeah, the guy dies, but, you know, it doesn't come from his hand. I don't know. Maybe it's just
technically, it does come from his hand, because Charlton Copley gives him, I want to say 68 hours to answer two questions, and I will do this for you, whatever. And pretty much that's the question. It's pretty much him sending him up on a mystery hunt to find out all this information, whatever. And once he finds the information, whatever, he's like, okay, I get my wishes now, whatever. You got to put a bullet in your head.
Okay, fair enough. All right, maybe it is just a thing I have to see, but what would you give it?
You know, I think I would almost give it the same rating. I would probably give the original, to be honest, because once again, I like Old Boy. I'm not like that huge of a fan. I'm more of an I Saw the Devil kind of guy, because I think the pacing and the tone of it is a little bit better. So I'd give it a rent it. I mean, I think it's really enjoyable. I can give it that or whatever. The mystery is still there, whatever. You never once go like, oh, but they did this in the original or whatever. Oh, I never once actually thought about the original at all. Only time I thought about the original was just like, oh, let's see if they can do this better or whatever. I mean, the hammer scene in here was still as good. As a matter of fact, they made it different, but it was still as good as instead of walking down a hallway, he goes down like levels of hallways.
Oh, cool.
So that was actually pretty good, whatever. And it was just funny seeing they had like little comedic moments in that fight scene as well too, whatever, because it was funny as hell when they was like, oh, okay, he's giving up, because he was just breathing hard, whatever. And he had this guy, because he stabbed him, he's just screaming, he's just like, somebody help me. And then Josh Brolin's in front breathing hard, and then he just kicks him in the face and off this and they're like, damn, this dude won't give up, whatever. And matter of fact, there's even a funny great ass fight scene too, actually, with Josh Brolin when he first gets out and he's chasing this girl, and the girl tells him, get away from me. And then these like douchebag football players are like, hey dude, the lady said leave her alone. And then the first guy to grab him, he pretty much flipped him inside out and turned him into a pretzel. I was like, god damn. And he took a bottle, laid it on the ground, and smashed his dude head into it. I was like, god damn. The girls was their little girlfriend screaming, don't do any more damage to them or whatever. But you know what, I'd even give it a higher rating. I'll give it a higher rating.
Okay. Fair enough. Maybe
something you need to rush out to see, but I thought it was enjoyable enough as far as being on its own merit. If you haven't seen the original, I would see you enjoying this one, whatever. Even matter of fact, even if you saw the original, whatever, because even though the key points are still there as far as the comparisons or whatever, I hardly doubt it. I thought about the original, to be honest.
Okay. Well, last question I have for you. Sexier sex scene, this or Martha May Marilyn?
Oh, Elizabeth Olsen. No.
Which one, P1?
I gotta say this right now. I'm glad I was probably like the only one in that screener right now, because I was in there going like, well, you know.
You still haven't answered my question.
I actually pulled up some pictures of her in that Scarlet Witch outfit. I was just like, you know what? I'm gonna do this in the theater real quick.
Still haven't answered the question. Which sex scene was hotter, the one in here or the one in Martha May Marilyn Mercy, or whatever it was.
This one.
Oh, God, now I really gotta see this.
Because even though I said that happens only one time, it's funny, because Charlton Copley is recording it, and he replays that shit back like three times. It almost looked like he was getting the boner off that shit. He was probably like, oh, Elizabeth, oh, my. Because that's how he talked. He's just like, oh,
oh. Oh, my, you are quite getting... into
some
it.
Chick was giving him a massage as he was watching it or whatever, and I thought he was going to turn to her and was like, how come you don't fuck like that, bitch? How come you don't fuck me like that, huh?
You know, you could take some lessons from this. In fact, I highly suggest you do.
Yes, the psychotic oldness of Chateau Copley, yes, or whatever. You know, I'll take it back. I wouldn't even say his acting was bad or whatever. I'd just say his
fell out of place.
Yeah, it felt out of place, him and Samuel Jackson, as far as the design, because it looked like they were going for a normal tone with the movie or whatever, and to see them in their costumes and shit like that, whatever, I was like, they're damn near straight out of Sin City or something.
All right, well, that's it, folks. Have a great weekend.
Yeah. Oh, boy, bitches. Oh, boy. Hammer time again. More hammers.
I thought we were going to get through this without making that pun, you fuck.
You know what? To be honest, there was only one time the hammer came up, so.
Exactly.
I don't want you to go.
You don't have a choice. Whoever you are, I will find you.
I only run this place, all right?
Shit, you might want to think about what you're doing here.
I've been thinking about it for the last 20 years.